Oh, pardon me. This is awkward. I'm so sorry. You didn't need that beeping in your ears. I know. I know. It's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay. It's just snowing in Winnipeg. It's April 19th. And that's what living here is like. You know, it's like a heavy sigh, just a constant heavy sigh. That's what it's like living here. I should, that's not exactly true, but it's not far. It's not far off from the truth. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday or happy 2029. You know, depending on when and how and where you're listening to this. Why am I here? What am I doing this for? I don't know. I think I'm entering into a manic episode here. I think that's what TikTok's telling me. TikTok's also told me a lot of things about maybe I'm crazy and I'm like autistic and I have ADHD and stuff and I'm triggered by everything. And I just want everyone to calm down, okay? I just want everyone to relax a little bit. And enjoy some inappropriate humor. Holy wide turn and giving me a dirty look. You don't know how to fucking drive. Sorry, that I know you guys. I know. I have a history now. Okay. Oh, and I have an update for that. I made an online claim and with the insurance provider here for my car, where I smashed into that guy in front of me because he deserved it. Just kidding, he didn't. And I didn't. And the online claim thing didn't work. And it's a good thing I called just in case, because I had really bad luck with that. And she's like, "What claim?" When I finally got someone on the phone, I don't have a claim for that license plate. And I was like, well, that's inconvenient, is what that is. Because what if I hadn't checked and just assumed the online claim had worked? I would be in big trouble for not reporting the accident, I'm assuming, which is about right. And this is why I micromanage everything, because nothing ever works for me. And then the odd times things are working, like when I adopted Coco Stanley and the lady running the rescue was just fucking on the ball. It's alarming. I get alarmed. My spidey senses start tingling for no fucking reason. Sometimes people just know what they're doing and they do it. It's like a real treat when that happens, but I'm also very suspicious. And here we are, I guess. Yeah. Jesus Christ, I forgot what I was saying again. I'm sorry, I had to go back. I am tired, people. I am tired. The reason I am saying this is because the lady on the phone also said, since because this is like such a minor little fender bender, once this guy gets his car assessed, if I want to just pay for the repair myself, they will cancel the claim and nothing happens to my insurance. That means I don't have to pay any more. I don't get any deductions because I'm essentially handling it on my own, which I really think I'm going to do because I think my insurance will go up more than the cost of his bumper, I'm pretty sure. Like there was just a tiny scratch on it. And he said had it been an older car, he would have just let it go. But it wasn't. And while I was on the phone with the adjuster, she was asking me about where and when and how and why the accident happened. And I said, I was just finishing work and I was staring. Just staring. Do you guys ever just like stare into the black abyss and question everything you've ever done? Or in my case, everything you said that day. Whoops. Whoopsity-doopsity. Sorry. I'm going to get out of the habit of laughing at my own jokes because I listen to a couple of podcasts and these people cannot get out a sentence without laughing at their own selves. And it hurts my brain. So I'm going to try not to do that. But sometimes I catch myself off guard and I love myself sometimes. Manic episode. Really? You think? No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah. She was asking me like what happened. I explained I was just staring, and then all the traffic around us started moving. So I had assumed, oh God, I've stared too long. And then I took my foot off the brake without realizing that the guy in front of me also had been either staring or texting or like watching a movie or I don't know what the fuck, looking at porn. I don't know what he was doing. It doesn't matter. And she's like, are you taking responsibility for the accident? And I was like, well, like, can you ram someone with your car if they don't go at a green light? And she's like, well, usually when you rear end somebody, it's usually 99% your fault. And I was like, so you can't? And she's like, no. And then she asked me the stupidest question I think I've ever heard anyone ask me personally. Well, it's up there. It's up there. Which direction were you going? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, north, south, east, west. And I was like, you know what? That's just mean. Sorry? Yeah, that's just mean. Like, does anyone know that? And she's like, well, I know that. And I said, well, good for you. I don't know. I was going straight. She said, okay, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm like, okay, thank you. Because, like, I don't know that. People have tried to explain directions to me an endless amount of, oh, you just go east. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is that left? Is east left? It depends which direction. No, east is left. Okay, it's not my fault. No, east is right. See, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. West is left, east is right. North is straight, south is behind you. It doesn't matter where you're facing. That's just how my brain works. God, I hate it in here. I'd really like to vi visit someone else's brain because I don't like how mine works, and I see actual smart people doing things and thinking about stuff and using coherent sentences and then relating them to the subject at hand, and I'm just astounded that their brain doesn't dance around in like a spirograph all the time. It's exhausting in here. I am worn out, okay? I'm sorry. I don't even know where this is going anymore. Last thing I want to talk to you guys about. I know you're relieved because I'm talking fast and I'm exhausted. I get to drive my kids and my significant other to the airport. They are going on a week-long trip without me. Oh, I know, you guys, I know. I'm so sad. And they'll be going to Victoria and to Vancouver, and they'll be back again in a week's time or so. And the last time this happened, before the trip, I was counting down. I was so happy because, like, I don't know, maybe you're a single lesbian. Like, this show is very niche. It's for gay women who have a really weird, inappropriate sense of humor and aren't triggered by things like people using the term spirit animal. Like, I just feel like for everything that you say, there's someone that's going to be upset about it, and it can wear you out. I'm trying really hard not to be a monster, but sometimes, my true self comes out and I say something and it's fucking stupid. All right? You're just gonna have to forgive me because I am just a fucking immature person who is stuck in the bottle of body, not bottle, although I'm thinking about beer right now. Stuck in the body of a middle-aged woman. And middle-aged, very generous term. Okay, so this show is for almost no one. Just wanted to point that out. But the last time my kids went away, Max was sick, and I put him down on Friday afternoon. I wasn't expecting it. Like, I should have known in hindsight, retrospect, I should have known that they were going to put him down because they asked me to bring him in early because earlier that day he had thrown up some really weird looking green bile and he did not eat. And I went to work and I was like, came back and the bile was on the ground. I took a picture of it. I called the vet because he had an appointment to check on why he wasn't pooping. And yeah, I should have known when they said, hey, come in early on a Friday afternoon because everybody wants to fucking go home and nobody wants to listen to you cry about your dog till like 7 o'clock at night. They want to go home. Yeah. Anyway, God, that was an awful experience. Yeah, like that was like a core memory. I don't know if you guys have seen Inside Out, but that was like an awful, awful thing. That was just awful. And I have these experiences and I'm like other people do this. How do they do this? Because I just feel like destroyed on the inside. Like, I don't know how you describe sadness. It's just awful and it's like nauseating and all consuming. Like, grief is awful. And like, yeah, he was annoying, okay? He drove me fucking crazy. He loved me, and only I could do things for him. And he was like a clingy girlfriend, okay? He was like single weight female, except like 8 pound, single castrated Yorkshire Terrier, okay? He just only had eyes for me. But he hated my house because of Stella, which, I mean, it's not her fault. She was a little kid, and there's a reason you don't get little dogs in a house full of little kids. So he loved my mom's house, except my mom would one time fed him until he was the size of a fucking like little fat potato. And then he came to live with me for a while. And then I took him there for a visit and he would hide from me because he didn't want to come back. Because at my mom's house, she lives on a corner. He gets to go outside anytime he wants. The door is open for him. There was another dog living there. Dogs would walk by and he'd get to bark at them. He'd bark at airplane. Like, he was just having a great time there. And then it's hard when you go, I would pick him up after work and take him home, except he would like run and hide from me. So it was hard. So it's as though he kind of lived with me. Like, I think he would have liked, his perfect scenario was I still lived at my mom's house with him forever. Because then he'd have everything that he wanted. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. The last time the kids went out of town is right after I put Max down. I put Max down Friday night and then they left Saturday morning. And let me tell you, those 2 weeks, like, as a parent, it's like I just long to be by myself. It's all I ever want is to be alone. I don't want to get anyone anything. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. I don't want to fold laundry. I don't want to answer stupid questions. I don't want to remember every single fucking thing that both kids need every day because for some reason they wake up. I make this joke so many times. It's like Memento, that movie Memento, where they just wake up with no memory. They don't know how things work. They have to piece together every single thing. It's like, have you brushed your teeth? It's 8:05. Oh. It's like, yeah, okay, it's 8:09. We leave at 8:10. You don't have socks on. Oh, yeah, okay, I better do that. Did you comb your hair? Yeah. I'm like, is that a question or are you telling me something? Well, not really. I was like, okay, do you want to brush your hair? Because it's 8:11 now and we're gonna be fucking late. Do you know what I mean? It's just like this constant push-pull of like things I have to do, and it grinds you down. Like if you're a single woman, you got 10 cats, you know, they're all trained to walk on a leash. You've done your life, you know, you've done lived your life in a way that makes you happy, and it's great. And only one of us is envying the other at any given time. Like sometimes I'm sure it's you when it's like Mother's Day or other Mother's Day and my kids have forgotten and done nothing, or it's my birthday and they just don't care to remember that day, which is fine. I don't even like birthdays. But some days I envy you and your silence and your cats and your ability to do anything at any given time without having to worry about it. And if you want to hear just one story that's kind of fucked up and a little bit crazy, listen to an episode. I'm going to say in like 2016, 20, no, 2017 or 2018 called Snitches Get Stitches. And that was one trip to the store with both of my kids. Listen to it. It's one of the craziest fucking things that's happened to me. And that's really saying something. So the last time the kids went away, I was alone and in mourning. And those 2 weeks after I put Max down were two of the hardest weeks I've had in a long time. I don't think I cried that hard when my dad died. And I'm not exaggerating. Okay. Because my dad knew he was going to die. And I was so upset, and it was like Max thought we were going home. Like I had his leash, I had treats in the car for the way home. Like I wasn't ready, and I don't know. It's just you know, they're just so innocent and sweet, and they look to you to protect them. And in a way, I guess if you're gonna get all fucking dumb about it, I did protect him because he wasn't feeling well, and he was old, and you know, they don't do dialysis on dogs, I don't think. And it was just time, but I wasn't ready for it to be time. Now. Here we are again, and I just don't want anything bad to happen. So whatever juju you got going there, I just need like a week where I can like, you know, eat garbage food and stay up till 9:30 and play my Stardew Valley game, which I'm really interested in. It's very fun. If you're old and you need something dumb to do, Stardew Valley. I'm telling you right now, it is the stupidest thing, and it doesn't have a point, and you know, you can just keep going forever. And there's no like big boss to kill or anything like that. There's no stress. It's just fun. You can can stuff, you can make wine. It's like if my life were on a video game and it's like left to right, you know, it's not like some complicated 360 thing. Anyway, that is it. I think I've bored the shit out of you enough. Don't cry for me. I'm going to be okay. All right? I'm going to be okay. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, can we start a petition? Can we like as a group get Gypsy Rose Blanchard on Celebrity Jeopardy? Can we please? I would love to see that. I think that would be a great skit. For SNL, I really think that would be fucking hilarious. All right, nobody cares what I think. Okay, fair. No, that's fair. You know what? That's fair. You don't like me? Okay, that's fine. You know what? Not everyone's gonna like me. And no, you know what? There's people that don't like you either. And it's like one of those things, it's hard to accept. And shucking and jiving for people that don't like you, just don't bother. I think I'm happiest when I say less than 50 words at work. I'm the happiest to do that. And I am so lucky that I just get to go to work, do my own thing, have my own day. I don't have to talk to anyone if I don't really want to, besides the cursory, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing? Like when I killed my dog, people were like, oh, how was your weekend? I was like, wow, it was great, thanks. Meanwhile, it's like, you know, I murdered my dog or allowed him to be murdered, and I was really sad, but I didn't, who am I gonna talk to about that? It's like one of those things you just kinda shove down. You know what? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. You should reach out to your actual friends. Like I don't have friends, but you should. You deserve friends, I think. I just find them taxing. And yeah. Okay, well, let's just end on a fucking high note here, okay? Everything's fine. Also, if you're wondering, my mom was just curious where the olives were that my sister bought that she shouldn't have bought or even had in the house. Like, my mom doesn't even like salty food. You know, she doesn't crave it anymore. She hasn't had it in so long that she was just wondering where they were, like, just for the sake of conversation. Not that she was going to eat them or anything. And the other thing that my mom said when she called, well, I made some bread. I made sourdough bread. My starter's 4 years and 1 month old now. It was a COVID sourdough that I started in March, you know, like everyone else. But where are they now? Where are all those people now? And I bet you they only ever made shitty bread. And I have made some decent bread like 3 times in 4 years. I'd say that right now. Okay. Don't throw at a party. No, it doesn't have a name. Don't, I know you're gonna be like, oh my God, you're so lucky. What a gift. No one fucking cares about sourdough. Okay, no one does. No one does. And if I ever find someone who does, that person is going into my will. Okay? What's the fucking point? Right. I made bread. I measured the salt twice, I'm pretty sure, by accident. And I had made like 4 loaves of bread, which is fun. And then all 4 of them were virtually inedible. And I was telling my mom about how much salt I had put in it, which, you know, maybe not the best audience considering she's on a low salt diet. And she said, "You know what? That's a God punishing you. You had my salt." And I was like, "Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. That actually, no, you know what? That is fair. I kind of do deserve it because she keeps finding salt, or my sister is buying her like small amounts of salt. And then they both hide it from me because they're, you know, it's like a weird, they have a weird relationship. Karma and the salt gods got me on that one. Okay, look, if your mom's on a low salt diet, why don't you write me an email. Tell me about it. Maybe you cut your mom's toenails. Maybe your mom insults every meal you've ever made. That's not true. That's not true. I'm sure she's like something. She's just giving constructive criticism. And you know what? It's my own fault. I ask, right? She didn't want to hurt my feelings. I asked her what her opinion was, and she told me, and then I got my feelings hurt. But well, then don't ask, you know? Put yourself in a position to be a quote unquote victim. There you have it. All right. Anyway, no one cares. Have yourself a great day. It's Friday. Let's cruise right to the weekend. Nothing bad's going to happen this week. I will it to be that way. God bless. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, if you want to email me, you can email me at me. I would edit that out, but I just don't care. Email me at changeofaddresspod@gmail.com. Send in a segment. No, you won't. You might. It's a voice memo. You know what? What's it take to curate a voice memo? Like, I'm going to say a minute. Just say like a minute, you know, of nothing. You can do that. You won't, but you could if you wanted. You could email it. It's really easy. Okay. You can also leave a podcast review. Go ahead, get in there, click 5 stars. You can write something nice, but only 5 stars, okay? I got a bad review once like 10 years ago, and it's still making me want to commit suicide. Not really. Not really. Okay, guys? I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm at my mom's house. I get to go clean in there for an hour now. Isn't that fun? And then I get to go to work. Isn't that great? What a life. God, you guys must be so jealous. So jealous. Okay, I'm going to try and record an episode with Sugar while my kids are away. Maybe we can talk about our hopes and dreams and her disease. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.